you can't do that, for 14 days before the holiday, kind of quarantine and get tested. And the Block Island Times reports the Rhode Island Supreme Court will hear the Champlain Marina appeal. It wants to expand into the Great Salt Pond. Case has been dragging on for 17 years. And your weather word, dense fog, warm, giving way to clouds, then some sun. Details on the way, 1540 WADK.
At Fresh Home Screen Printing, they believe that a great custom shirt experience begins by helping you transform your ideas into a shirt that conveys your message. Locally owned and operated for over 14 years, their artists work with you to create the highest quality custom shirts to represent your business, school, team, or event. So for your next custom screen printing or embroidery project, call Fresh Mode Screen Printing today. 401-267-0123 or click fmscreenprint.com. Quite simply, they don't miss deadlines.
WADK weather.
There is a dense fog advisory in effect until mid-morning. For today, areas of morning fog, otherwise mostly cloudy and warm, high 70. Clear tonight, low 55. Partial sunshine tomorrow, high 65. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with areas of late night fog, low 54. For Saturday, morning fog continues, otherwise sunshine and patchy clouds, high 67. Saturday night, becoming cloudy, low 44. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Brought to you by Sardella's and Imbriglio's. Enjoy Sardella's and Imbriglio's at home. Chicken parm, authentic Neapolitan pizzas, house-made desserts. Place your order 4 to 8:30 every day at sardellas.com or call 849-6312. This hour, it's the business of Greater Newport with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. And our chamber host this morning is the Executive Director of the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, Erin Donovan Boyle. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bruce?
I am good. Always good to have you with us. And looking forward to a very, very exciting business of Greater Newport today.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on right now.
It really is.
Really looking forward to it.
Yes, really.
And it's hard to believe it's already October 22nd.
I know.
That flew by.
It's just crazy how fast time is going by.
No, it really is. We just had a call. We have an open office hour meeting each Thursday morning right before this call for businesses to talk about resources that are available. And so I'm really happy to say that lots of opportunities have just opened up through Commerce RI.
Is that right?
So, yeah. So the Restore Rhode Island grant program we've been talking about for a while, and I'm sure folks have heard the ads that we have on the radio. But last week, the governor announced that the program would be expanded. So the first and foremost, nonprofits are now eligible. So they were not eligible before because it was focused on small for-profit businesses, but thrilled to say that nonprofits are now. And all businesses, those who have already applied and those who haven't yet, both for-profit and nonprofit with up to 50 employees, are now eligible for potentially $30,000. So initially it was 15 and it has been doubled. So lots of new opportunities. If there is a business out there who applied and received a certain amount of money, they should absolutely go back to Commerce RI webpage and take a look, because they are most likely eligible for double the amount of funds that they received initially.
Is that right? Boy, that's a big question, because we hear, of course, people will make these things known. If they did not get the maximum, they'll say, well, I only got this much or that much. And so the big question is, can they go and apply again? And the answer is yes.
Yeah. And specifically, so it's a complicated formula. The amount of revenue loss you have to show is at least 30% loss.
Right.
And then the amount of expenditures that you have spent the time frame has been expanded.
Oh, so, really? Do you know from when to when, Erin?
I do. So expenditures from March 2020 through December.
Huh.
Through the beginning of December, mid-December, really. So any expenditures specific to PPE purchasing,
sure,
software upgrades, cleaning, rent, utilities, payroll is not eligible, but all of those other expenditures are.
My understanding, Erin, not to interrupt, my understanding, and we've gotten a lot of understanding and a lot of real clarification on a lot of this from Lieutenant Governor McKee. And he comes on with us at noon each Thursday, and he has been really beating this drum. But am I correct in understanding that you may be able to have overhead costs, such as not only the obvious, like, well, the cost of acquiring heaters or to upgrade your space so that you can do more business outside, or even marketing?
Certainly the expenditures that you have utilized throughout those months, because of COVID.
Yes.
Those are eligible. Yes.
Yes.
That is true.
Yes.
So a business will have to, and our next guest will even be able to delve into this further, but a business will have to, show that first they were impacted negatively by COVID,
right,
but then that their expenditures were at least up to, you know, say $30,000. If they're eligible for the full grant amount, mm-hmm, they have to show that they've expended $30,000 and then they would be eligible.
Okay.
It is, again, based on number of employees and what your revenue loss was. You do that first through the grant calculator on the page, on the webpage, and then you apply utilizing the expenses up to that grant amount. So people who went through that first round and were eligible for, say, $2,500, they should go back, make sure that their expenditures exceeded that to $5,000, submit any additional support that they would need to show that, you know, okay, $5,000, then they would be eligible.
Gotcha.
for that doubling of that grant.
Okay.
Hey, but those who haven't applied yet can just go ahead and apply with the new application, the new eligibility, and that will be calculated for that maximum amount.
All right. And definitely we want to call on our guest when he joins us, Matt Chief from Commerce RI, about all this. I do want to point out something that no one else is reporting on this morning, Erin, and that is, it is a great take it outside deal here that that this Sunday Newport is opening up a street or closing up a street, depending on your point of view.
Correct.
Yes, and this is great. This was just announced last night, mm-hmm, and so the word is trickling out here. And I'm going to just go ahead and answer the phone here and inform our guests that we are live on the radio. So just stand by for a second for us, and we will be right with you. So it's the work at home studio, Erin. So things are a little casual. You know, I had to do the boating forecast with a cat on my lap a few minutes ago. So it's, you know, just one of those things. But we want to say that this Sunday, Lower Broadway is going to be a pedestrian mall this Sunday from Marlboro. Shoot, I don't have it now. but in the area where the restaurants are, from Lower Broadway, close to vehicles this Sunday to welcome shoppers and restaurant patrons to take it outside from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So that is going to be a great thing here that we have going. And
so it's really exciting that they were able to do this and all the businesses pull together and are moving forward. And the chamber is hopeful to help the businesses to cover a small but, you know, some costs associated with the event through our Take It Outside grant.
Yes. So definitely, if you are certainly if you are a fan of those businesses, restaurants and retailers and so forth, that you definitely want to plan to be around. I think it's supposed to be pretty nice on Sunday.
And yeah,
so
a great weekend.
It's going to be great. Lower Broadway from Marlboro Street to Washington Square will be a pedestrian mall, no motor vehicle traffic, this Sunday, 11 to 6, to have shoppers come out and shop and dine and hang out. It's going to be like a little bit of a street fair.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Very, very exciting and tremendous news. And this is the city manager's doing. And the workshop last night, he announced it and said, you know what? I have the authority to do it. You kind of said, sorry, council, but this is the way it is.
You're doing it.
And the council is going to get involved. The council is going to be out there and set up their mask table. So that everybody will have a mask, which you must have, and it's going to be all socially spaced and distanced and stuff like that. So this is this Sunday, Lower Broadway, from 11 to 6. So very exciting.
Yeah, you know, I really have to commend the city. From the onset of this pandemic, they have stepped outside the box and said, okay, what do we need to do to be responsive and helpful to the business community? How can we help encourage, you know, safe activities, of course, but encourage this concept of supporting these local businesses and adapting our more, you know, typically stringent policies around having these types of events and being able to just sort of say, okay, we can do this and we will adapt and we will accommodate. So I really want to thank Joe Nicholson and the council for approving and allowing much more flexibility than in typical times. So they've been fantastic.
They absolutely have. They are certainly not in the business of no anymore.
Yeah.
And just about anything, as long as it's well thought out and you've got an idea of how it's going to turn out, you've got the safety measures in mind and you're a grown up about it, just bring it to the city. And in fact, yeah. One of the things that one of the council members, or maybe it was Manager Nicholson himself that said it, other sections of the city, get yourself together and make a plan, bring it before the council and do it quickly.
It's pretty exciting.
It really
and,
is.
You know, I would also offer to those other, you know, commerce districts or neighborhoods that they should reach out to the chamber because we would be happy to help coordinate or, you know, in any fashion that we can.
Excellent.
So would love to be engaged in that and maybe even potentially be able to source some resources to pull it off.
Fantastic. Can't ask for any more than that from the director herself. Excellent. So do reach out to Erin Donovan Boyle if you are in any of the other neighborhoods. And quite frankly, Erin, I'm hearing some chatter from some people in other neighborhoods are saying, well, how come the city just ends at Lower Broadway? Well, you know what? Get together with your neighbors and just, hey, okay, can we do this? Who wants to do it? Who's in? Make a plan, bring it before the council. And there are many bases that have been covered. For example, law enforcement has been covered. Not to go into detail because I'm going to get something wrong. I don't want to do that. But just know that that has been already accounted for with these Lower Broadway folks. And it was the merchants themselves that came up with this plan. But any aspect of this that you can think of, the city already has at least a clue as to what is needed.
Absolutely. And they've been doing special events similar to this for a long time. The difference now is just that COVID plan and ensuring safety and, you know, like you said, thoughtful plans for how to enact some of this. So
yes,
it certainly is feasible. It's certainly a great way for us to continue to promote the area and the region to drive traffic down here. So I would love to, you know, talk even further about some of these. And again, I could probably source some resources to support it.
Fantastic. So if you're a business owner, I'm going to take a liberty, Erin. I'm going to give your email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
Erin, E-R-I-N, Erin at NewportChamber.com. Send her an email right now. and say, hey, you know what? And there's Matt Chief on the line. Hi, Matt.
Excellent.
Hey, Bruce. And I got to tell you, we are so inspired by the Take It Outside actions that are happening all across the state. We're you know, we were so pleased to be able to fund, you know, $75,000 to Newport, $75,000 to Middletown. And the reason why I was late today is we are gearing up to announce our round two winners. And I was on the phone with one of our round two winners that we're going to announce tomorrow, telling them the good news. And the innovation and ideas on how businesses and organizations are taking it outside, we are so proud to financially support these endeavors. So I encourage all the listeners to go out and check out what's happening in Newport and around the state with these great ideas.
Fantastic. This is so great. I can't tell you how this is just coming together before our very ears. And
I actually have a little announcement that right on that same subject matter, as Matt indicated, the towns, but then also the chamber was a recipient. And today we're actually giving out 50 heaters to local businesses throughout the greater Newport region.
That's great.
Right on that same topic. So enabling, hopefully, these heaters to be utilized over the course of the weekend and, you know, hit the ground running with taking it outside and lengthening the shoulder season. So we're thrilled to be able to partner with both the city and the town to be able to get these out to our businesses who have requested the need.
Wow. Wow. This is great. Happening before our ears. This is tremendous. I can't tell you how much it means to just listen to all of this happening. And I mean, this is real action. This is
And Bruce, I have some other great news for businesses that might be listening if you'll let me make it.
Go ahead.
So the governor created the Restore Rhode Island Small Business Grant Program, which Aaron and her team have been such great partners in helping us get the word out. And so far, over 1,600 businesses from across the state have already received grant funds totaling over $12 million. But we know there is even more need. And so just this past week, the governor has doubled the amount of dollars that businesses are eligible for grants. So the cap used to be before businesses could get up to $15,000 in a grant. The governor this week has doubled that, saying businesses were now eligible up to $30,000 in Restore Rhode Island grants. She's also expanded eligibility to include nonprofits and childcare facilities. So we are so thrilled to help get more money on the streets. And so if you are a business who might have already received your Restore Rhode Island grant, go check out commercerai.com. There is an easy form for you to fill out to list some of the additional expenses you might have had, whether it's more rent payments you've had to make or rent you might have to pay in November and December. Fill out this easy form, send it back to us, and let us help get more money in your pocket. So I'm pleased to be with you, Bruce and Aaron, to share this great news. We know it's just a drop in the bucket compared to the great financial need of our businesses, but we're happy to do this and increase the amounts.
Fantastic. Matt Chief from Commerce RI, Aaron Donovan Boyle, Director, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. Stand by, you two. We're going to continue in just a minute here. And businesses all over Newport and Middletown and beyond, get on the horn. Email Aaron or Kate at newportchamber.com. Just get in the hunt. We're thinking about doing outdoors. Help us, period. Or just say, outdoors, and we'll know what you're talking about, and we'll get back to you and start the ball rolling so that you can get your own neighborhood and your own district and take it outside yourselves, as Lower Broadway is this weekend. So don't be left out and take action. The time is here for action, and we are here and happy to facilitate. So whatever we can do to help get the word out. All right, you two, stand by, and we'll continue in just a minute here in the business of Greater Newport. Quickly, WADK's exclusive VD, Mercedes-Benz VD, Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. We've got about 10 minutes from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits right now. Construction zone on the Pell Bridge in full swing. the work zone on the Jamestown-Verrazano right lane restriction westbound. Those are what you have to contend with from North Kingstown to Newport, Newport to North Kingstown. Looking good on the Mount Hope Bridge. A little delay at the intersection Boyd's Lane, Bristol Ferry Road, Saconnet River Bridge. Trouble-free from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river. Watch for a construction zone way upstream on 24 northbound. That is north of the Fish Road exit, also known as the VD exit, where it's always VD and
this
you.
Portion of programming is sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs. At Batteries Plus, they do more than fix phones and tablets. They help their neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online at batteriesplus.com. Thai Cuisine on Thame Street in Newport offers traditional Pad Thai, authentic curry, including seafood and vegan, stir-fry and pan-fried dishes, and more. Indoor and outdoor seating, call 841-8822 for reservations, delivery, or takeout. Thai Cuisine, food to Thai for.
At Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, the Butcher's Block offers the finest custom cuts of meat and their famous freshly ground beef, produced in-house every day from only the finest beef. Their by-the-sea department features the best in seafood choices, with a good portion from the wharves of Newport. Clements Bake Shop custom-designed cakes for special events, even scans a favorite photo to make it truly personal, and creates freshly baked breads, cookies, pies, cakes, and so much more.
Congressman David Cicilline works hard for Rhode Island. David helped secure more than $1 billion in COVID relief funding for our state. Endorsed by the Alliance for Retired Americans, David is fighting to drive down prescription drug costs. He's assisted thousands cut through red tape and access their Social Security, Medicare, and veterans' benefits. Vote early at your city or town hall or in person at the polls on Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd. David Cicilline, he's working hard for Rhode Island.
I'm David Cicilline, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Cicilline Committee.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
In these difficult times, if you or someone you know needs vital roof repairs or a brand new roof, A1 Roofing is proud to offer 0% financing with deferred payments for 6 or 12 months. The application is quick and easy and online. Go to A1RoofingCompany.com. Get that roof repaired. Get that new roof with 0% financing available now through A1 Roofing. To apply, go to A1RoofingCompany.com.
Save money on a new heating system and be ready for old man winter. Superior Comfort Incorporated is offering up to $600 off a new high-efficiency heating system on qualifying equipment from now until November 16th. They're also offering 0% financing on new heating systems. Just need a fall tune-up for your existing furnace? New customers save $10 from now until October 30th. Call Superior Comfort Incorporated, 401-396-9171.
This is Newport School Committee member Sandra Flowers asking for your vote on Tuesday, November 3rd. I will continue to be your voice of reason, always putting your children's education first. Please approve the school bond question number 2 for a new Rogers High School and expanded Pell School. Sandra J. Flowers, number 8 on the school committee ballot.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Sandra J. Flowers.
This Saturday and every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, WADK, WADK.com, and Corrigan Financial present Classic High School Football as we bring you some of our game broadcasts from the last 20 years. And this Saturday, we go back just 1 year when Rogers hosted Lincoln on October 25th of 2019. This is Bob Angel. Joining me for the play-by-play, Jim Ascoli. Classic High School Football, Saturdays at 1, here on WADK and WADK.com. And brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar and the Surf Club, by Clements Marketplace, Newport Propane, West Main Pizza of Portsmouth, and by Corrigan Financial.
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org.
Tiverton's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
This is the Business of Greater Newport, and this is really could be a history-making thing here, and that is not hype, believe me. On the line with us, we have Aaron Donovan Boyle, Executive Director, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, and Matt Sheaf, Director of Communications and Stakeholder Outreach, Rhode Island Commerce Corporation. And we just started to discuss the Restore RI grant program, but it has gone in a bunch of different directions with a lot of different benefits for a lot of different people. And we've been making some great announcements here. So what else you guys got?
There is one other grant program that I know that Matt will talk about that. Everybody should really tune in and listen to this one, because I think this is going to be really great for the local business community.
Thank you, Aaron and Bruce. So we just yesterday, we opened an application for a new grant program. This is separate from the Restore RI grant, and it's called Business Adaptation Grant. If you go on commerceri.com, it's on the main page of the website today. And what we know is that this pandemic has wreaked havoc on all types of businesses. And for this foreseeable future, businesses might not be able to operate in the ways that they normally would. So we are offering up to $50,000 per business for business adaptation grants to help businesses pivot in a way that they can now function in the COVID era. So what could it mean? It could mean maybe you used to be just an in-person retail store. You didn't have any online presence, but we know that's now challenging. So maybe this $50,000 can help you get up and running with an e-commerce solution. The sky's the limit on how we can help you pivot. And so I think this fusion of cash up to $50,000 per businesses can really make a difference, Aaron, in helping businesses get back on a path in this COVID era.
Wow. So might this
absolutely
be...
and go I ahead, believe Aaron. Some expenditures that businesses have already made in making adaptations may be eligible as well.
That's right, and there's all different types of expenses that this grant could cover. So I'll just name a few to get people's ideas flowing. Things that enable safer customer or staff interactions within the business location in respect to public health guidelines. So maybe it's installing touchless payment technology. It could be the e-commerce platform that we talked about. Could be even enhanced staff training. It could be things that enable your business to retain or increase your number of full-time employees, or enable your business to increase your market share. So if you're hearing me talk about this and you want more information, go to commerceri.com. If you want to talk with Commerce staff about maybe some ideas you have on if this would be eligible, you can contact us through the website. You can call us at 521-HELP. But we just put this application online yesterday. Encourage all businesses who are thinking about it to give it a look, download the information, and check it out. I do want to be crystal clear, Bruce. You can get a Restore grant up to $30,000 now from what the governor expanding it this week, and you can get this business adaptation grant. So we are putting more money out there, and if businesses should take a look and apply for these funds.
That is incredible. Now, when we think about this, Matt Sheaf, a couple of things you said really kind of got me to thinking about some things. You mentioned that a business might use this business adaptation grant money of up to $50,000 to institute programs or acquire material, or even in terms of retaining employees, to help increase market share. Might that be plans that were sidelined because of the pandemic? Maybe building or expanding hours or something like that?
It depends on the exact scenario, but it could be maybe thoughts that businesses were having prior to the pandemic, just didn't get around to, and now, darn it, the pandemic hit, and I really need to pivot or expand in it to get my goods and services out in a different way. I love the example. You know, there's so much good things happening at the Hope in Maine Food Yes. Accelerator, and you know, oftentimes we hear that a lot of these folks just have a brick and mortar location. What a great opportunity to get some funding to do an e-commerce solution and get your products not just out in Rhode Island but across the country.
Sure. And yeah, I mean, Hope in Maine is such a success story in terms of being able to help a business that literally starts on the kitchen table grow exponentially. So this could be really a sky's the limit kind of an opportunity. This up to $50,000. I mean, that's a fortune to a small business.
So what I think is really important about this too is that commerce, and Matt and I have been talking throughout this whole pandemic, but about what businesses really need. And you know, we recognized right at the beginning that the traditional business model for some businesses was not going to enable these businesses to survive. So everybody recognized that and have taken significant steps, whether you're a restaurant who now is bottling a sauce that was super popular and you're selling that and now you have an e-commerce site, or if you have, you know, expended significant dollars in shifting because your market has changed now. So instead of selling, you know, whatever your widget was, now you're selling specialty boxes of different types of items. Those investments in new products and new services and new adaptations that any business has made is what this grant is really looking to support. And so I really commend Commerce for doing that, because it's not only plugging holes. The CARE Act dollars are not only plugging holes for revenue losses, but they're looking forward. How can we help these businesses pivot so that they make it through this, but then also potentially can thrive significantly after this? So I really commend Commerce for understanding that about the small business community, and specifically about those businesses who have been so severely impacted. It's pretty.
And Bruce, there's an important date that I want to make sure folks who are hearing and might be interested know about. The federal government has said that we have to spend the CARES Act dollars by December.
Yes.
So the deadline to apply for this business adaptation, this $50,000, is Monday, November 9th. So if you're interested, you even have an inkling in your mind that this might sound interesting to you, don't delay. Go on the Commerce site, download the application. There's an easy to understand FAQ. You have an idea, you can always call Aaron, great partner of ours, and get your application in. The deadline for that is November 9th.
Wow. Matt Chief Commerce, all right, let me ask you this. Is this open to the same group of businesses as the Restore RI grants? In other words, sole proprietors, nonprofits, are they all eligible for this?
So to be eligible, you got to be a business. You can be a sole proprietor, or you can be a nonprofit. You got to be domiciled in Rhode Island. There's basically three levels of eligibility. It's right on the main part of the website, but you can be a business, you can be a sole proprietor, or you can be a nonprofit.
Nice. So that is really a tremendous opportunity. And again, get on the website and start the process going now. You only have till November 9th to apply. So get your name in.
Definitely. And you can apply for up to $50,000, but it does not have to be that high. So if you
exactly
$10,000 in a new software program, that is certainly feasible and hopefully can be approved. I would also add the program does have a limit. It's $1.8 million at this time. So I would encourage people to, like voting, you know, do it early and often.
Oh, right. Exactly. Definitely. Get in on it's first come, first served, because there's only so much money to go around.
That's right.
And we want to see what the need is out there. And, you know, I was hearing from, you know, we know event planners and the hospitality industry has been greatly impacted because of the COVID pandemic. And, you know, I heard from some event planners that are going to put in an application for the business adaptation grant to see how they can maybe do events in a different way, maybe do events virtually, maybe put up different safety barriers. So love creative ideas. If you're thinking about things, feel free to have a conversation with us. There's a lot of programs out there now that Commerce has put out. If you have questions about which program is right for you, you can always call us. Erin and her team over there are a great partner of ours. You can always call Erin. But we want to get this money out onto the streets and in your hands.
Wow.
There's one other grant application that we want to talk before we let you go, Matt. Nonprofits, as you mentioned, are eligible for the Restore RI grant program. But there's another program funded by the CARES Act dollars at Rhode Island Foundation for nonprofits. Did you want to touch on that briefly?
Totally. So as Erin said, we've expanded the Restore Rhode Island grant eligibility to include nonprofits. That's the grant for up to $30,000. And that's to cover things like, you know, your rent, your fixed cost. Maybe you had to buy PPE, those types of expenses. We also know that citizens of Rhode Island are going through a tough time, and there's been a demand for increased social services that nonprofits provide. So Commerce made an award to the Rhode Island Foundation. They're operating this for us. If you're a nonprofit that offers services to the community and you know there's an increased need and you want to expand your services, offer more of what you're doing, we have a grant for you. It's through the Rhode Island Foundation. If you go on to their website at the Rhode Island Foundation, you can download the application. I believe that closes, the application window for that closes October 30th. So you want to get on that quickly. But that is for if you're providing social services and you want to expand your outreach to help even more people, check that out and apply for funding for that.
There you go. So again,
sounds like something for everyone out there.
Absolutely. And where do we go, Matt Chief?
For that grant, you're going to go to the Rhode Island Foundation website. I believe it's rifoundation.org, but I'm going to quickly double check through the magic of Google.
Go for it.
rifoundation.org. That's right.
Excellent.
It's right on their main page.
And then for the Restore RI and the business adaptation grants, you go to
commerceri.com.
CommerceRI.com. Well, this is an amazing thing, and we have really been trailblazing here. This is some excellent work that you all have done, and bringing this information to some people who really are going to benefit by it. So if you are a business owner, proprietor, nonprofit person listening to us, and you want some of this, a couple of ways to go about it. First of all, if you're in Newport and you would like to maybe get your neighborhood going and do a take it outside the way that Lower Broadway is going to do, how do you do it? Well, you send an email to Erin. It's as simple as that. Erin@NewportChamber.com. It's easier than going through City Hall, but that's what you have to go through eventually. But do that. And then there is funding available for you to help in just about any regard. So CommerceRI.com for a Restore
and
RI.
Bruce, I want to make one last plug for the Restore Rhode Island grant, and Erin can vouch for me on this. When we first launched the program 11 weeks ago, the first round, the application was difficult for businesses to do. There was a lot of documents to upload. We were trying to meet every federal requirement. But now we're 11 weeks into it, our team here at Commerce has gone through every question and said, is this necessary? And I believe we've made an application that is very streamlined. You only have to upload, I believe it's one document. So if you were intimidated or you thought maybe the money wasn't worth the squeeze the first time around, I'm doing an impassioned plea. Give it a second try. If you need help with the application, call us. It's up to $30,000. It's now streamlined. We want to get this money in your pocket. So if you tried it before and thought it was too tough, please try it again. I think you're going to find it's much more easy to do.
Fantastic. So great. And these are things that are happening. And so if there is the perception that is left on the part of anybody that this state is not flexible and willing to help and ready to help, that's kind of on you now, because it's been demonstrated to my satisfaction that, you know what, you guys have really, really put the tools in our hands. All we have to do is use them. So tremendous work. We really thank you for all of that. Matt Chief, Commerce RI, and thanks to Brett Smiley as well. And thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much,
Matt. Thank you both. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take good care. We will meet our business of the week in a minute. It is a friend of ours and a friend of yours who we've talked to before. And we will meet her momentarily. Quick check of WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. We've got a moderate ride here on the Newport Pell Bridge. It's slow from just past the Jamestown Arch to the Newport Tower in the construction, starting to slow up on the exit ramp, getting off onto Connell eastbound, and slow from the end of the road to nowhere around the jug handle to Kalpfus. You're stop and go through the eastbound toll right at the moment. Out west on the Jamestown-Verrazano, you've got right lane restrictions in that work zone holding you up. Got to squeeze around to the left there. So altogether, 10 to maybe 12 minutes east or west from the Boston Neck Road exit at the foot of the downtown Newport exits. On the Mount Hope Bridge, midspan, you've got a slow spot here coming south right at midspan. Lane restrictions back there. And the Sakana River Bridge, as always, looking good. From Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, watch the work zone construction crew in place. Northbound 24 after the Fish Road exit, also known as the VD exit, where it's always VD and you. We'll check these bridges again in less than 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is sponsored by DEA Take Back Day, October 24th, DEATakeBack.com. Join the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration for National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 24th. Visit DEATakeBack.com. Attention, small business owners. The Restore RI grant program is open for applications. As part of a package of programs to provide relief for small businesses, Restore RI is targeted at those which have been severely impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce is proud to partner with the Rhode Island Commerce Corporation in offering assistance to all eligible businesses throughout the application process. Chamber staff can be reached at 847-1600, and full details can be found at newportchamber.com.
Celebrate fall at Island Wine and Spirits, located in historic downtown Newport with a large variety of wine, beer, and spirits, including local offerings. Shop their Autumn Fest sale now through November 1st in person with local delivery, or order ahead with curbside pickup when you visit their website, islandwineri.com. Don't forget to join the Cheers Rewards program for extra savings on all your purchases. Conveniently located at 289 Broadway in Newport, Island Wine and Spirits hopes to see you soon.
I'm Paul Marshall, and I'm running for Newport's 3rd Ward City Council. I've made this city my home. I was born and raised here, graduated from Rogers High School, and I'm now raising my own family here. I, Paul Marshall, am most excited to help represent and deliver results to improve the quality of life for all ages in Newport. Please feel free to contact me anytime on my cell at 401-595-0908. I hope I, Paul Marshall, can count on you for your vote on November 3rd.
Paid for by Friends of Paul Marshall.
WADK Weather.
There is a dense fog advisory in effect until mid-morning. For today, areas of morning fog, otherwise mostly cloudy and warm, high 70. Clear tonight, low 55. Partial sunshine tomorrow, high 65. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with areas of late night fog, low 54. For Saturday, morning fog continues, otherwise sunshine and patchy clouds, high 67. Saturday night, becoming cloudy, low 44. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
We're talking birds Saturday morning at 7:30 here on 1540 AM WADK.
It is the business of Greater Newport with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. And it is time now, as it always is at this point in the proceedings, for the business of the week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply. And Aaron, let us meet our business of the week.
We're excited to announce that WAG Nation is this week's business of the week. And we're joined by Talia Lavera, co-owner. Welcome, Talia.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me again.
Absolutely.
Hi, Talia. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're excited. Thank you for the congrats, Aaron. You know, we're growing up, so we're ready for the move. We're
yes,
very excited.
Big move.
Yeah,
tell us about
talk
that.
Talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's funny. We actually just hit our 2-year anniversary of taking over the shop. And shortly after that, we made the announcement about the move. And, you know, it was something when my mom and I took over, you know, we obviously had goals in mind and we wanted to see the business really grow and flourish in town. And, you know, it's kind of a crazy time to be doing it. But here we are 2 years later and we're really excited to have more space, offer more products. And one of the big things is we're jumping into services a little bit in the new space. And we're actually going to have dog washing and drying in the back as, you know, a little room just for itself.
That's so great. The dedicated dog wash. That's so great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We are actually moving just steps away. So not far at all. Right now we're on William Street, a little side street tucked away right off of Bellevue, but we're moving right into the plaza. The Bellevue Shopping Center Plaza. So we will be right next to Bellevue Wine and Spirits in the Bank of America. There's also the CVS in the plaza and obviously a market as well. So we're going to have some new neighbors and like again, just moving steps away. So not far at all.
That's great. Well, it's great to hear that you're moving because you need more space. I would imagine, you know, we've all been impacted obviously by the pandemic, but people still need to take care of the dogs.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I mean,
and
that's always going to be
an influx of new clientele too. I know lots of people have new pets.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely nailed it right there. I mean, the pandemic changed a lot of things, but, one of the things people were doing, they're staying home more often, obviously, and this gave them the opportunity to get the dog. Maybe they couldn't, you know, afford to do before with their time. People are getting second dogs. You see a lot of rescuing, which is so awesome. We're big, rescue advocates in the family. So you see a lot of people doing that, a lot of shelters, low on inventory, which is always wonderful. So we've met a lot of new people in town, which is wonderful. A lot of people have, you know, moved to town since the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So we've met some new faces there. And we're just super fortunate that everyone, and then our regulars that have just stuck with us and have supported us. And we couldn't be, you know, more thrilled and excited.
Yeah, that's really great. And so you've only been open for 2 years and already need to expand. So that's pretty great.
Yeah, so the store, had actually been open for quite some time beforehand. But yeah, taking over the 2-year mark, and it was kind of funny. It almost happened on our anniversary that, you know, we're just growing up. We need more space. And again, yeah, we're excited to offer more to everyone.
And I also see that you're hiring.
We are, yes. So since we are doing the dog washing services, we are looking for bathers and people that have, you know, some pet background. So yeah, if anyone out there has any background like that, we're definitely looking. We're interviewing right now.
That's great. As you know, and as listeners should be aware of too, the Chamber offers a job bank. So all members are allowed to post their open jobs right on our website, free of charge, of course.
Yes.
And we are also having a job fair next Thursday, the 29th. As well. I'm not sure if you've signed up for that yet, but seeing that you have at least two open positions, certainly a great opportunity for you to get out there and meet some folks who are looking to either switch gears or take their next step in their career.
We're open. We're willing to train people. You know, obviously one of the main requirements really just to work with us is you gotta love pets, you know, so the rest of it, we're a family owned, obviously, and we're a small team. We work together really well. So we're just looking for, you know, a few people to join us on this, you know, new adventure too.
That's great. Exciting. So who would you look for, Talia, in terms of bringing on a staffer? I mean, it would tend to make sense that someone must have an affection for animals and things like that. What type of person do you look for?
Sure. Well, one of the main things, obviously, again, the pet thing I just mentioned, dogs and cats, obviously, is what we cater to. But again, as I mentioned, we're small, you know, we're a small team. Mostly it's our family. We have another staff member who's awesome, and she does have a pet background. But we're also, what's really important to us, again, especially with the growing space, is still having that, you know, small business feel. We really dedicate ourselves to our customers, you know, both four-legged and two-legged. So people that are comfortable interacting with customers, really getting down to their needs and really figuring out what they want and what they need when they come into the store, whatever that may be, whether it's the service now with the dog washing or whether it be, you know, treats, food, if they're having questions about, you know, nutrition, we do cover that as well. So just someone that's, you know, comfortable talking to people, they like to help. We you know, that's really big for us.
That is great. So where can we go right now to find out more about WAG Nation?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually made it really easy. It's up on our website. So our website is wag-nation.com. We have a now hiring tab right up there. It's right at the top hand corner. You can't miss it. You can click on it. You can first read the description, make sure it's something that you're interested in, and then you can actually apply electronically. You don't even have to come in. It comes right to us, and then we review everything.
Sounds great. All right.
Yeah, super easy. We want to make it easy for people, you know, especially nowadays.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, we love our pets more than ever. They're more important to us than ever. And so everybody wants to have a place that they can be confident in. And your pet people obviously tell you. So that's...
Yeah. Just a little bit, right?
Just a little bit. And well, hey, nothing succeeds like success. And look at this. You need a bigger place and more accessible and parking and all
yes,
of that. And
parking's a big deal. Yeah.
So this is all on the upswing. So congratulations to you and best of luck. And again, how can we find out more?
Yeah, so we're kind of, we also have our social media handles. We have ShopWAG Nation on Instagram and then Facebook. So I'm kind of releasing info about the move and kind of like fun updates on that. Obviously, you can always come into the storefront to find out more information. But you'll see us over in our new spot sometime next month.
Nice.
And when we have a better firm kind of opening, grand opening and such, we will absolutely announce that so everyone can come in and see us. And like you mentioned, Bruce, the parking, you can park right there, right in front of us and come on in.
Huge. Talia Lavera, thanks very, very much. All the best
Thank
to you,
you
and
guys.
Everybody at WAG Nation.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Take good care. And again, for assistance, Aaron at NewportChamber.com. The Newport Chamber is there for you. Aaron, thanks very, very much.
Why has Custom My House
pleasure.
Coffee
Thanks, Bruce.
Won Newport Life's best coffee more than 10 times? Because we do everything we can to brew the absolute best coffee. We start with the finest, high-grown, specialty-grade beans, which cost significantly more than regular commercial-grade coffee. We roast daily in small batches on 2 state-of-the-art Dietrich roasters, so the beans are always fresh. The beans are stored in airtight containers until they are ground, just before brewing the coffee. We use plenty of coffee grinds in relation to the water, more than most. The result is a much richer, flavorful cup where you can really taste the coffee, with or without cream and sugar. We brew into insulated thermal carafes so the coffee is never cooked. Traditional glass carafes on hot burners ruin the coffee almost immediately. It takes a real commitment to produce the best possible coffee, but we have been up to the challenge for nearly 18 years. Custom House Coffee, 796 Aquidneck Avenue, Middletown, Rhode Island.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why UnitedHealthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362.